Okay, she's either muted out or she's not there, Rick, so we're going to turn it over to you.
Awesome. Who here would like to know how to sponsor fast-moving, excited Fireball people?
I would.
Well, let me walk you through this. I'm going to take about 10 minutes and kind of walk through it, see if you guys have any questions. As always, when I do things, I always want you to know not only how to do something, but why, and to know the background of what you're really doing. Of course, what you're doing in the business, sponsoring somebody, is you're there to guide somebody and to help them launch their own business. Getting started is an active step of transitioning somebody into two things. One is connecting them to the company. The second is connecting people into their upline. And I really want you guys to understand that it's so doggone important. That's why a company can never be the training program for a field force, because they can never plug you in with the person that sponsored you in the field. Because, for example, you know, no matter who we have working, and this is so important for you guys to understand, and this is what Mr. Profit understands and Mr. Watanabe understands, is our job is to teach people how to build their business. The company's job is to provide us a foundation, products, and pay, and even a basic infrastructure of connectivity steps to get people up and moving. So when you're looking at connecting somebody to the company, what are the things you want to do? And if you didn't have this training, you guys would all know. It's very, very simple. If you take a look at this, you're wanting people to get their application done. You're wanting people to learn how to order their initial product. And you want people to know how to interface with the company via the web, via the MyNeedIn, and things like that. Those are the steps that connect you into the company itself. Those steps are the same whether you're a business builder or whether you're not a business builder. Where the business builder step comes into play is they not only need to connect into the company, but they also need to connect in with their upline and their support, who are going to teach them how to be a professional networker, and that's where we pick up the baton. NECAN can only take us so far because those are the things that we do, and then we actually develop our people with everything from field events to live events to ABCs to just simple mentoring and accountability. And what those steps are is very simple. It's getting your people plugged in with the group. And that's a real simple thing. Where are things that are happening? What is up and coming? You know, how do we develop people? And then more importantly, when you guys sponsor somebody, you're not sponsoring a person, you're sponsoring a leg. Okay, you're sponsoring every person that they will ever sponsor forever. You could have 50,000 people underneath that one application. So see through people into the organization you're going to build. So doggone important to understand. Your most important thing you can do when you're bringing on a business builder is to have them start talking about people. You guys will know if you have a runner, so to speak, if you've got people talking people. You got people asking a bunch of techie questions and stuff. That's okay. But the conversation you want to be having with your team is, who do you know? Who needs this? Who needs the business? Who needs the product? Those things are kind of the keys you're looking for to help people get wired and connected into the business. And the preface of all of this, this is so important, you guys remember, we don't get people to fill out applications. We build people's vision so they want to fill out applications, so they're excited about their business, so they want to get it launched, so they see their own future. So the sponsoring process is all about them, and I'll talk more about it in just a second. But the theory of sponsoring is part wiring them into NECAN and then part wiring them into their field organization. So the tools we have set up that are real simple. If you take a look on the business launch page on pathfinders.biz, we have a very simple launch sequence. In fact, the ignition sequence is kind of funny. We've been using that name for years now that we have Ignite 6. First thing you have to do is build the application. The second thing you're going to do is download your sponsoring guide, and that's the brochure that's right there. And in that brochure, it walks you through the basic steps. This is all, of course, video-driven. You can either watch the video live on the web, or you can download and get the DVD, either one. I'm finding a lot of people, there's a lot of people don't like to watch stuff on the web. There's a lot of people don't like to watch DVDs. Pick the one that works. So when they basically watch it, the first half is designed to connect them into the company. The sponsoring meeting is designed to connect them into the field. The things I'm looking to do when I'm watching that video with somebody is when I sit down and talk to them, it's going to be basically built around what do they want to accomplish. Why are you building NECAN? Have that conversation with new people. Get them talking about where they're going to go and what they're going to do and how soon they want to be home. Build that vision as high as possible. I used to have a partner that used to say, paint them into the picture. You know, talk to them about where you're going. And you know, when I launch an area, I like to talk about things like, man, we're going to fill the convention centers, or we're going to, you know, build Chicago and fill McCormick Place, or whatever we're going to do, is that basically I want them to have that kind of vision. So I'm talking possibilities. I'm talking, you know, where we're going to go. I'm talking what we're going to do, and it's all built around them. So many people, and I want you guys to hear this, view the connecting process, i.e. when someone's signing up, as you either did or did not sponsor somebody because they bought one of the packs. The packs are something that are going to move like wildfire when A, people want the product, and B, people are excited about their future. So if you get people excited about those two things, you're going to move packs for free. Too many times I hear people say, well, I signed somebody up and they haven't got their stuff yet. Even while you're waiting to get your stuff, what are the things you guys think people should be doing? Let's say it's going to take you a couple weeks or a couple days or a month to get to funds together to make your initial big product order. What are some things, what do you guys think is the most important thing somebody can be doing?
Talking to people.
Talking to people. First two things I do when I sponsor somebody is I give them a calendar. If they were here in Round Rock, I would say, okay, we have a live preview every Tuesday night. Now, the reason I want to set it up like that, because busy people, I don't want their business, how do I say it right? I don't want people being controlled by their business. I want people controlling their business. So when I give somebody a night a week to set aside, and you can drive all your business towards that evening, at least as much as you can, it frees you up to make contacts the other four or five nights a week. Don't get yourself in a position, guys, when you're sitting, you know, doing meeting after meeting after meeting. Find a meeting that you want to use and drive your people towards it. It'll make your life so much easier. The first thing I want to do with a new person is I want to get all the big events coming up. I want them to know where the weekly preview is. And so once they've got their calendar in place, then we're going to start talking about people. Who are the first people that you know? Who are you excited to get products on? Who are you excited to get the business in front of? And then let's make a game plan. You know, you take your top business people and we'll say, here's the tool that I recommend we use for them. Here's what I recommend we do. We'll invite this person to the preview because you think they'll go their close friend. We'll do an ABC with this person. We'll give two power patches to this person. You know, we'll give the skincare samples to this person. We'll use the CM cream for this person. I want to develop a reach-out strategy for people. And then part two, I want them plugged in. I'm going to tell you guys something. I want you to hear this as crystal clear as possible. There's two kinds of people in NECN. There's people that do not come to regular events, and I'm talking even as much as the weekly preview. And there's people who do. Take a wild guess which one is still in the business in a year. Anybody want to guess?
The one that does.
People that do. You guys have heard me the last month harping on your regular weekly meetings. I'm going to tell you, they are so important for your career people to be there. And for your newer people, there's a direct proportion between wiring and plugging people into the group and how long they will stay and what they will do. So if you guys take the time to build $1 million asset and you bring somebody on board and they're excited, do you think, well, first of all, is it in their best interest to be around the group? Of course it is.
Yes.
So what you want to do, there's two things to keep people. You want to get somebody under them as quickly as possible. I don't care if they just order MagStep. And second, you want to get them plugged into your regular meeting. And then the third thing you want to do is you want to help them successfully have people at that meeting. Now, when I say help people, my philosophy of the business is this. This is my business. You have your business, except we're partners. I want to provide you with every possible tool. And I'm telling you this because this, think about when you're sponsoring people as an upline, this is a guideline. Your job is to provide the best playing field, the best tools, the best support, the best infrastructure possible so that people can unleash their potential to go meet people and interface. And from the point you meet somebody, this organization has the tools in place to do everything beyond that. The one thing this group cannot do is get somebody off their duff to go talk to somebody. Everything else we can help with because every tool is in place. So I want you to understand this. If you have to go meet people for your person, then you may as well just go meet people for you because they're not a partner. So your job is not to physically, somebody said to me the other day, well, I just don't know anybody and I can't find anybody. And what I said to him was, well, I understand that, but you understand NECN doesn't know anybody either, which is why they hired you. And if you can't find anybody either, you're not going to get paid. The job is not for you to say what you don't know. Your job is to figure out how you can meet people. your whole job in this business, basically, is to get in circulation and meet people and get creative. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't know anybody, my advice to you, and this is going to sound hard, but it's not intended to be. It's intended to be real and helpful. Your job is to figure that out. We have a million resources out there to help you interface with people. Now, by the way, when you're talking about sponsoring people, they should be working on their warm list and their 100 list anyway, just the people they want to talk to. But keep in mind in your business that your job is really not even to go to meetings. That's part of what we do. And the only reason we have meetings is to either build vision or to share the opportunity with new people. So the only reason we do a Tuesday night preview or a Thursday night preview or a Saturday afternoon Super Saturday is they're all built around recognition of, training of, or reach out knowledge or recognition towards new people. Your whole organization should be structured towards reaching out. Don't find yourself having meetings about meetings about meetings. If you're an upline, when you're going to your sponsorship meeting, and this is the reason why I filmed the Ignition Sequence launch video, is because I don't want you sitting there talking about how to order and stuff like that. I want that automated. There's no value added there. As an upline, I want you talking to people about people. In other words, if I sponsor you tomorrow or if you sponsor me, once I know how to order, your only job as an upline is to help me talk to other people or help me sponsor people or help me with people. If you guys are my upline and I don't have anybody for you to talk to, here's my question. Do you have a job with me?
No.
No. So what I do for people like that is I make sure there's a great group around them, because when they get plugged in, if they're not bringing people, they can come every week, grow at their own pace, and eventually their vision will get big enough they can start bringing people. So if you've got someone who's not bringing people or talking to people, surround them with a great group and a positive environment, and they will eventually start to bring people. I mean, your best case scenario is get somebody underneath your person. And by the way, you can't actively do that. There's two parts to the people you sponsor. One is they have to be coachable. And second, you've got to help empower them with the right tools and information. So if I know I've given somebody the best event, and I know I've given them the access to the best training, and they're not bringing anybody, then usually what the situation is they're just getting to a point when they're comfortable and their vision is building to the point they're ready to go out and share this. Some people have huge internal vision where it almost bubbles over. They have trouble translating that to prospects, and generally that is a belief in self issue or a belief in what we're doing issue, and that is solved by being around people who are successful and people who are positive and, frankly, just being around the group. If I sponsor somebody they don't do much for a couple months, I don't worry about it. A lot of my best people haven't done squat for 6 to 9 months. I mean, I'll tell you right now, guys, it took me months to go still. Some of the best people in the group, some of the best people in NECAN didn't do anything for months or years. So don't worry about what your people do today. The only time as a sponsor you will ever spend time thinking about what one of your people isn't doing is if you don't have anybody new who's doing something. And if you don't have anybody new that's doing something, who isn't doing something?
Get them.
You. So I don't ever spend 2 seconds thinking, okay, I just sponsored Larry. Larry's not sponsoring. What's wrong with Larry? What's wrong with him? Why isn't he doing stuff? I don't worry about that. If I get Larry plugged in and I get him on the products and I get him around the group, it's a matter of time before he brings somebody. So if you guys are on this call and you're listening, if you're given 100% dedication to your business and you're plugged in, it's going to happen for you. I don't even sweat it. I've got some people in the group that are just superstars that have been in 2, 3, 4 months. I don't care they're not diamond yet. I know they're going to be diamond because I remember a real bonehead that wouldn't listen to anybody. It took me 9 months just to go silver. So ideally, you want to get people off to fast starts. And out of everybody you sponsor, you're going to get those ones that just take off like a rocket. You do the same mechanism for everybody. But what you'll find is your best results will be when you have conversations with your people about people and help people, basically, hey, Paula, hey, Sally, hey, Joe, who are you talking to this week? Who can we go talk to? And then help them get people plugged into a regular network of events. Then you'll see really good things happening. So when I go down the Ignition Sequence video, and you guys should watch, if you haven't watched it, go watch it on the business launch page on pathfinders.biz or get it from Focus on Growth. You're going to see on there we lay all this out. If you really watch what that video does, all you should have to do when you come to the person you just sponsored is start talking about people and places. so it positions you to make money. So bottom line, guys, view yourself as an upline. It's not getting people to do stuff. It's not getting people off the dime. I hear people all the time saying, well, I'm working with so-and-so to do such and such. That's the, you know, trying to get them to do things. And it's just like trying to get people to preview. When I'm sponsoring somebody, I'm there to help them build their business. If they don't want to be helped, then I believe them. Just because someone signs up doesn't mean they're going to go to the top. But everybody we sign up should get the same training so they can go to the top. In other words, your job as an upline is to empower, to equip, to have vision, and then to surround them with success so that they can be around a successful group. And in other words, I guess I could have saved all this. Do what Dennis Williams says. You find them, you wind them, and you see who runs. And while you're sponsoring somebody, you're out talking to five new people that week so you can get going. And it all comes back to this. This business grows when you're dedicated to it. The people that make money in Neekin are the people that I see at events regularly. The new people that stick are the new people that plug into events. It's just the way that it is. The e-tools, the e-world is awesome. It gives us incredible power. But the people that stick are the people that you see their face. And the people that make money are the people that have people that come to events. And there's no getting around that. I've talked to multiple people at corporate across the industry. That's how the business works. So my real thing I'm looking at is what I really want to accomplish when I'm sponsoring somebody is A, get them on the product, and B, get them around the group. And if you're good at promoting that, like if we have an event coming up, you know, like we're going to have like Morton Anderson's going to be in Texas in February, which is going to be awesome. And we're going to have Anthony Beauvais here and all these people. I'm going to spend the entire month before that doing nothing but telling people how awesome it is. Cowboy, how tired do you get of me calling you before events, telling you how great they're going to be and who are you bringing?
Never, Rick, never.
Well, but you know what, Cowboy? That's how you build the business.
That's right.
You don't send an email and say, hey, we're having an event Thursday. I call everybody individually. I send out the email. Some of you guys here in Austin this week, I've got all my phone numbers. I'm starting to do this. I send out a text message to everybody in Austin, and then we'll post it up on Facebook. And then I'll tell them personally, hey, am I going to see you this Saturday? Hey, do you need a ride? Hey, let's get you there. Well, a lot of the biggest people in this business will tell you that you want to get your new person to the next big event as fast as possible to build that vision and get them wired into the business, because there's something powerful about being around the business. So the bottom line, you want to connect people to the company. You want to connect people in with the group and get them wired into the community. And then they're going to learn the rest by osmosis. Don't worry about dropping 10 million reams of paper and e-tools on somebody. They've got to know everything about how, you know, why Farm for Red works and this and that and the other. Just let them know where it is. If you have a question, go rooting around on .biz and pull down the right resource. Show people where things are. I usually walk people through the website. I get them on this call. Why do you think we do this call Sunday night? I mean, the Cowboys and Giants game's on downstairs. I mean, you think I don't want to be sitting down there watching the game just like you guys? The bottom line, though, if I don't have this community-building thing, the biggest thing we do on this call, you guys get trained. We're actually building community, and you learn a little bit every Sunday night. The biggest thing that happens on this call is we're all on this call. Everything else we do is a bonus. It makes your business a business. If this is where you're supposed to be on Sunday night, you're building your business. So you understand that your Neekin business does not exist unless you make it exist. And that's the bottom line. So the more you can build a community of your downline and have it always be positive, man, whether people go fast or slow, be glad to see them. You should be out sponsoring people that want to go fast anyway, so everybody's a real bonus. At the end of the day, you know, if somebody's not bringing somebody, it's them not making the money. At the end of the day, when you sponsor somebody, you don't know what they're going to do or not. People will call me and say, oh, I just sponsored a great one, a superstar. And then in a month, if they haven't done something, it's like, well, all the air's out of the tires. Well, you know, whether you're a multi-million-dollar doctor, you know, at Johns Hopkins, or whether you're a ditch digger, you both just filled out a $75 order pack for the basic thing. I really, guys, I'll be honest with you, I don't ever get to, I just landed a big fish. I never really feel that way about people. I've seen too many CEOs of such and such do nothing. And I've seen too many clerks at Walmart blow everybody away. You guys that were at the convention, did you guys notice some of the folks that won the award?
Yes.
They weren't CEOs, were they?
Nope, just average people like you and me.
Yeah, now, by the way, we also had doctors winning awards. So don't be blinded by what kind of person it is. Just sponsor them. Just put them in. You know, provide them with a great training. Hey, you want to sit down and do a launch meeting? I'll teach you how to build your business. Great. Man, we're going to have so much fun. How fast would you like to be out of work? Why do you want to be out of your job? Wow, in a year, cowboy, we're going to fill the convention center. Won't that be exciting? You remember on your first ABC, you remember we talked about that?
Yep, we talked about filling up the San Antonio, the dome.
I wasn't trying to sell you a career pack.
Nope.
We sat down to get started, and you said, what does it take for me to be a part of filling the dome? And I said, order the career pack. You guys see how you don't tell them to do something and then build the vision. You build the vision, then they'll ask you what they need to do. That's what it's all about. So have a blast. When I'm bringing on new people, if I was new again and even now, I tell people, look, I'm looking for some key people to get this thing built. I'm so excited about this. You know, I'm looking for those partners in the beginning. And I use the word partners all the time. I do. I'm not looking. I hope you guys don't ever feel like I try to be a big-time upline. I don't feel that way. I'm looking for people that are business partners. And, look, if you're a senior and executive on this call, you're a president. I feel like you guys are all co-presidents. So when I sponsor people, I don't feel like some guru sitting on a high bronze chair or something. You know, I feel like I'm there to tell them something that they need to know. And, you know, the more I help them, the less time they're going to waste, the more money they're going to make, the stronger the group will be. So, you know, the bottom line is sometimes people you sponsor will bring somebody on board that will actually be your partner. Jackie Carter, you know, you came on board through somebody that didn't last 2 months in the business.
Right.
You know, so when you sponsor somebody, you sponsor a leg. Jackie's a frontline now, a superstar. You know, and she was second level. So when you're sponsoring people, if you help them sponsor, you never know who your leader's going to be. Just keep sponsoring them. And just one other little thing, if you sponsor a leg and it goes seven deep, it goes silver 90% of the time. So what's a surefire way to break a silver gun?
Keep digging deep.
Dig it deep, seven levels deep. And here's the last thing I'm going to tell you. Let your business be light and fun. Don't wrestle and grapple with people trying to get them to do stuff. Hey, you want to get together and get your business launched? Great. Let's get you a couple people out. If I sponsor somebody, I say, hey, look, you know, the previous next Tuesday, what do you say we talk to people? Let's get a couple people out so next week you can come and get a fast start. Wouldn't that be exciting? Talk to people about people. Don't talk to people about things. When you're engaging your people, talk to them about what they want and where they want to go and build that vision and help them see, man, I could be retired in 6 months. Talk about possibility. Your job, guys, as an upline, you want the honest truth, is to paint vision for people and then to show them how to get it. That's it. You guys are tour guides for their vision. And if you have not made big money yet, who cares? In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. If you know how to order and you know where the preview is, guess who's the expert? You.
You are.
Okay? And then last, you know, I keep saying last, but ultra last. get around successful people as much as possible. If you're listening to this call and you're surrounded by a bunch of people that couldn't spell dog if you gave them an O and a G and Niken, don't work with them. Just because they're Niken people in your local area doesn't mean you have to work with them. That doesn't mean you don't love them, but surround yourself with eagles, and if you've got people that complain and they're not making money and they're not doing this, get away from them. You want to be around positive people. I have a one-strike policy for somebody moaning. I want nothing to do with it. Don't ever tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can do. And that's the bottom line. Be absolutely militant about having positive environments around your team. So important. And by the way, that starts at home. So the only thing you want from negativity is away. So, you know, people's jobs stink. Did you guys just see Bank of America just laid off 35,000 people?
Yeah.
Guys, we are offering hope to people. When you sponsor somebody, it should be like Christmas morning. Here is your beginning of the end of your crummy job. I am fired up. Let's get you going. And by the way, if I was sponsoring a multi-billionaire or I was sponsoring a ditch digger, take three guesses whether or not I would do the exact same training. It is what it is. You sign up your application, you connect to eNeekin, you order your product, here's the event, who do you know, let's get them wired in. That's it. That's all you do. I've been doing this for a long time. There's no difference in anybody I mean, I'm not talking individuals aren't different, but the training is what the training is. And even if you spot, you know, and let me say this too. A lot of people always come to me with their big, you know, and I appreciate people trying to invent stuff. Like, I'm going to go and we're going to do a presentation to a group of, you know, hibachi grill specialists. And they all have wrist wrap needs. We're going to go do a special presentation. I have never done that in 11 years in the business. Go ahead.
You know, if you start changing it up for different people, you lose your ability to duplicate, too.
You're exactly right. I mean, I would go to the hibachi grill people and say, hey, we're Nikon, the total wellness company. We're looking for partners. I would go in there and give a presentation on the products and then say, hey, as hibachi people, maybe these wrist wraps would be good for you. But I've never really spent time down these rabbit trails of these big schemes. You know, it's basically been, how do I get myself in a position to either meet individuals or get in a group? By the way, if you're doing a booth or doing some big group thing, you're still going there to meet individuals. You're not going to give a presentation to 40 people and sign up 39 people and go diamond. I bet you since I've been in Nikon, I've done 50 to 75 large mass presentations. I've never one time seen them go. What I have seen is we'll meet a few people there and then sponsor them later. So understand what you're doing. I guess if I could boil Nikon down to any one word, and this is not my originality. This comes from Dennis Williams and even Denny Rogers, our sponsor, because he's excellent with us, Denny and Shar are. It would be relationships. It really would. When you like the people you're sitting with and they like you, you're going to have a positive sponsoring dynamic. If you feel like you're trying to get people to do stuff, you're probably not. So just be nice to people, enjoy them, really focus on what they want. Man, I love to sit across from somebody and say, man, like Paula, since you're my neighbor here, I'm thinking about you. It is so cool every time we talk to hear you talk about how you'll be gone from your job in 6 months. You know how cool it's going to be the day you walk out that door? I get juiced every time I think about that.
I do too. It's great. And
yeah,
I keep that vision in my head.
I do. I think about you jamming brown bottles in the trash and leaving your job. That gets me fired up. You know,
well, thank you.
I'm like a pit bull. You got to saw my head off when I bite. So getting you out of work, I'm like a pit bull. You got me? To get me off your retirement, you have to saw my head off.
I do. I get it. I'm excited.
And that's it. So, you know, I guess I hope this is helpful to you guys. But the basic sequence is real easy. Go to pathfinders.biz, click on business launch, just follow the simple steps. When you meet with people, build the relationship. Talk about vision. You know, show them how to get it. You know, wire them into the group. Be subtle. Hey, you know, in 3 weeks we've got a big event. How would you like to come? I'll give you a ride. We'll go to lunch afterwards. You know, or we'll go to dinner afterwards. Do those subtle little things to get people feeling like they're a part of the community, and you'll find that. And a little inside secret, if you guys have people coming to the previews and plugged in, they will feel like they're a part of the community. They will feel like their friends are around. They will be in the business long after people that are Lone Rangers fall out. I can remember as far back in the business the term Lone Rangers. Lone Rangers do not make it in Nikon. They do not make it. Well, they don't really make it in anything. But Lone Rangers in this business do not make it. So if you're at a distance on this call and you're all by yourself, great. I was two times. When I moved to Texas and when I lived in Michigan, it was just me. You know what I did? I found someone to go build with and run with and have a good time with, and then I wasn't alone anymore. So if you're all by yourself, guess what? You're going to be a multimillionaire. You just got to take that first step. If you're around people, man, you're going to do great. Be around Nikon as much as possible. What you'll find is, some of you guys that are listening, and this doesn't necessarily apply to you guys on the live call here, but I know some of the people listening are kind of one foot in. Look, if you treat Nikon like a hobby, it's going to pay you like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it's going to treat you like a business. I mean, Nikon's going to give you $10,000 a month for having your act together. I mean, if you're sad, don't be sad. You know, if you're sad for a couple weeks, that's sad. You know, and you know, you, like, I've had a tough time the last couple weeks, and guess what? Now it's time to go do other stuff. You know, if you don't feel good, use the product and feel better. I mean, that's why Nikon's going to pay you $10,000 a month. And I'm telling you this because I want you to succeed and I love you. To build this business, this is your shot. This is your $1 million. This is your retirement. Man, be your own best friend for crying out loud. You know, get up, face the day, put a smile on. If it hurts a little bit, smile a little harder, and get out and get after it. And you will have this business. It's not going to be handed to you. There's no corners to cut. There's no way around it. Just face it square on and tackle it. You will have a wonderful, wonderful future in this business. You know, if you need to work all day and go to events a couple nights a week and you don't get to do something with your family on a Saturday, that's the price of building this business. The people that work all week and have Saturday off to do other stuff are people that don't retire in 2 years. Just accept it. You're going to miss some stuff. That's okay. For $10,000 a month, it's okay. Your lifestyle is going to change to build Neekin. It's okay. Your new people, by the way, may not figure that out right away, but if you get them plugged into the event, they'll start to see that. I don't expect people to drop their whole life when they come into Neekin, but the Pathfinder call is for people that want to be a career person. You're going to have to modify your life. You're going to be strategically imbalanced to get balanced for life. Accept it. I remember they told us to fill sandbags in this, it was 120 degrees in the desert in August of, 1990. I remember just standing there thinking, how in the world are we going to make all these bunkers? Oh, you know, we got e-tools. And I remember just hating it. Then I remember Sergeant Swift walked by and he said, guys, you can hate it or you can accept it and just do it. One is going to stink, and one is going to stink, but at least it'll be funny. And it was true. And I'll tell you, this is something really interesting. I want you to really think about this week when it comes to prospecting and getting your numbers up and doing the stuff and really being committed. A job done with half a heart makes even a simple task twice as hard. Agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Consider that. So when you're doing something, whether it's a mundane task or whether it's something really exciting, do it with a whole heart, and you'll find that even something that's hard will be easier. And so, like I said, when I started my Neekin business, I never did it with half a heart. I had my whole heart in it. So even if I was tired, I wasn't dragging my feet, and this is hard, and, oh, I ought to get a medal because I took a Saturday and went to a Neekin event after working all week. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like someone needed to engrave me a plaque. It's what I do. Remember Chris Rock talking to me, that comedian? One of his friends was saying, I've never been to jail, like it was a big deal. He's like, you're not supposed to go to jail. You know? And so for me, when I was building Neekin, I didn't feel like I deserved the Medal of Merit because I would go 6 hours to an event. I remember driving 6 hours to an event on a Friday, being there Saturday, getting home at like 3 a.m. and having to go work at my job when I first started Neekin. And I just remember thinking, man, that was tough. But there was something about that that makes the diamond pin today worth a lot more. Because I look back on it, and it was earned. You guys are going to have that, too. So the bottom line with sponsoring, make it fun.
People have to make the decision to do it.
Well, they do. And don't forget, you can't make that for them. So if you build the vision, then their vision will be big enough, the decision will be easy.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's exactly it, and that's really important. You know, so the bigger you build the vision, the more people will step up because they see it's in their own best interest. How many people here, when they were a kid, hated mowing the yard? All right. Well, how many of you guys now will go out there all day and you even have special gloves and you're digging stuff and putting rocks in your yard and stuff? I got to tell you guys, that's the bottom line. It that's Neekin. When I was a kid, my dad actually caught me. He told me to mow the yard. I went out and unplugged some stuff from the motor, so I didn't have to do it. And I came in and told Dad the lawnmower was broken. And now my wife and I are going to go out and do some big project in the yard. And with Neekin, if you try to get people to do it, they just won't. If you build their vision and they can see their own yard, quote unquote. They'll go out there and knock themselves out and get blisters and calluses on a Saturday. That's your key to success in this business. Make it fun, build relationships, and just enjoy your downline because they're a great group of people. And I just love working with you guys, every one of you. I know some of you think, well, gee, Rick, you say things that are hard and maybe they hit me sometimes and you're talking right to me, making me feel bad. No, I'm talking right to you because I want you to succeed. I'm not even talking right to anybody on this call, just talking in general. Remember that old saying, if the shoe fits? It's just because, man, it's so cool. You know, we were down in Naples, told you guys this Saturday. Down in Naples, Florida, my wife and I are 38. We're the only people that you know, aren't taking pills at 4 o'clock and going to bed at 4:30 in the whole area sitting on the beach. I mean, everybody else is 60 and 70 years old. We're 38. People look at us like we're weird. Retired. I mean, I got to tell you, I just appreciate this every day, and I want it for you because I've worked and made decent money, and I've, you know, done this and made good money, and one of them is a lot more fun. And that's the bottom line. So if you have any thoughts or questions or comments?
That all sounds good.
Is this clear to everybody or helpful or anything like that?
Very much.
Good.
Awesome, guys. Well, have a blast in your business, for crying out loud. We're going to have so much fun, we won't even know what to do with ourselves, okay? All right. Hope everybody has a great week, and we'll come back next week on the call. And what will be, if you haven't seen the Business Launch DVD, please watch it. Next week when we come back on the call, we're going to do a really quick call because of Christmas week. It'll basically be, are you on track for your goals or not? My goal is to have you guys on and off the call in about 20 minutes. Does that sound good to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bless you all.
Week.
Have a great Christmas trying to find cheap electronics like I'm going to do all week. And I will see you. I'll see you all during the week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Okay, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Cowboy, are you
still on
the call?
I am.
Hey, this is Tammy in Lago Vista.
Uh huh.
What? Tell me again your catchphrase. You said it yesterday. Exactly. The guy you were talking to at the. You use the same thing all the time, it seems like, but the guy you were talking to at the jewelry store?
Oh, I just tell him, when he asked me what I did for a living, I told him I just have fun. And I tell him, this is what I do, I shop.
You shop?
I just have fun. I spend time with my wife and I go places.
And do you use the term that you help people make a lot of money?
Nope.
Okay.
I never talk about making a lot of money.
Okay.
Because when you start talking big bucks,
right.
You have a tendency to sometimes scare people. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
You scare people off. Because, I mean, face it, come on, somebody's working and making $8 an hour, and all of a sudden you tell them, hey, you know what, you can make $10,000 a month. What do they think? They look at you like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it depends. Sometimes every one of them is different. Every time you talk to anybody, it's different. And what I mean by that is you have to play it by ear. You have to play it by the person themselves. Does that make sense? I know it's
yeah.
Vague, but. What I was trying to stress the other day was I go out and I have fun. I go out and I shop and I look around and I look at things and my wife looks at things and you know, people say, well, what are you looking for? Oh, nothing in particular, but it's Christmas time and my wife can have anything she wants. And they go, oh, that must be nice. What do you do?
Right.
And I tell them, well, you know what? I really, this is about all I do. I go out and have fun and I meet people. Sometimes I might say, you know, well, I just look for people who want to make a lot of money. It depends on the person I'm talking to. I think the other day, that is what I said. I look for people who want to make lots of money.
Right. Okay.
And it depends. It really depends on the person that you're looking at. You have to be able to size them up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to be able to figure out. You have to be able to figure out what they want. But I just throw out a little thing and let them come to me.
Okay. And you never give out a business card?
Never give out a business card.
Okay.
I mean, I have business cards. I carry them once in a while, you know. Sometimes I will give out a business card. It depends on the person again. And it really depends on what they want. You know, but I never give out a business card without them giving me their address and all their information first.
Okay.
So for the people you give the business card to, do you also get information from them after you've told them, you know, contact info, after you've told them this is what I do, I go out, have fun, et cetera?
The one I was telling you about in particular, and I said, I just have fun. I go out and have fun. And then he said, oh, that sounds like a really good job. Or I think I said, I look for people who want to make lots of money. He says, oh, that's me. And I said, well, do you really want to do that? I mean, you know, are you serious? I make them tell me they're serious. And then once I get them serious, I tell them, hey, tell you what, give me your phone number or your email, whatever it is I'm asking for, and I'll get back to you in a day or two when I got some more time. I like using that approach because one thing is really important is that they know that I'm not anxious for them when I say I'll get back to you in the next day or two when I've got more time.
Huh. Okay.
Because if I chase them, you know, then you don't want to chase them.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. That probably didn't help you out very much, did it?
No, it did. It did. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You just have to relax. Have fun. Don't make it difficult. The big thing is relax. The big thing is just, hey, have fun with it. You know, enjoy it. Make a game out of it. My daughter and I make a game out of it all the time. My daughter, she's a prospector. You know, she's been prospecting since she was 14. She's 18 now. And her and her fiancé are building the business right now. And we make a game out of it. We go out and we say, okay, who's going to get the most people today? And we actually make a game out of it. But we have fun with it, and we place a bet on who can get the most numbers.
Yeah, it's hard to get past that when you talk to someone that you know that it's got to come through. That you're thinking, wow, I hope that they're really going to want to do this. You know?
Exactly. And you know what? They can sense that in you. They can sense that in you when you they see your need. Does that make sense?
Right, right. You want them to want what you have, and if they see that you don't have it, I do. I get it.
We used to spend an awful lot of time when we talked about Nikan on posture. And as a matter of fact, I've got an old tape somewhere. If you'll email me, I'll send you a link or something. I'll find the link, and I'll send you the link. It was a talk I did, and that's all it is on. That's all it was about, was just posture.
Okay.
And that's the thing. When you go out, you got to have that posture. That's probably the single most important thing that I can think of is the posture. You've got to go out with that posture of, hey, I am offering something that you cannot get anywhere else. And you know what? You're lucky that I'm talking to you. I know that sounds really horrible. That sounds really arrogant, but you really have to have that kind of mindset. When you talk to Rick, how does he talk to you?
Well, yeah, he's confident, and he's already, you know, he's already there. And
now I want to tell you something. Out of everybody I know, Rick probably cares more about people and about you personally than anybody I could possibly think of. There have been times where I've talked to Rick, and I thought, you know, gee, what a butt. I mean, you know, you're not being sensitive to my quest. You're not being sensitive, and it's not that at all. He's being realistic for me.
Right.
And you have to go in to it with that. Hey, this is I'm offering this to somebody.
Right.
And you've got to be a little on the arrogant side. Try that sometime. Go out and be a little snobby about it and see what happens. And I don't mean snobby in that aspect.
Right.
I mean, go out and be a little, pretend you're a little snobby maybe. You know what I'm saying? Don't really be ugly to people. I don't want people to think I'm saying that because I really love people. But you have to go out with what you've got is of value. And if you go out and you don't project that, hey, you know what, I know you're in trouble, I know you're having some bad times, but you know what, I've got the answer to life's problems right here. And when you do that, you'd be surprised the people that want to, you know, get with you. Another thing, too, is People don't want to get on a train that's going nowhere. They want
right.
to get on board in a group that's moving. They want to know that, you know, that this whatever it is that they're talking about is going somewhere. You've heard me tell you about the story about the church on fire. Have you heard that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, well, that's exactly it. People
yeah.
want to be on board something that's going somewhere. Like
go
Rick
somewhere.
Said, you are just telling them you're the tour guide for their vision. You're the tour guide for their hopes. You're the tour guide for their dreams. Paul. But
okay.
everybody's different. Sometimes I might tell somebody, hey, I'm the trainer and recruiter for the largest and only total wellness company in the world, and walk away. I got a guy in a restaurant today. We went out for lunch today, and he was really sharp. And I said, hey, so how long have you been doing this? And we got to talking. He says, oh, I work here and I work in another. And he said, and he offered information. People like to talk about themselves. He said, yeah, he said, my wife and I are about ready to have a baby. She's 6 months pregnant. I go, really? That's cool. He said, yeah, she's working at her mom and dad's restaurant as a waitress, but not for long because, you know, she's not going to be able to. And I go, oh, yeah, okay, what's your plans? Well, I'm going to school, and I've laid off for a semester because I can't go to school because she's pregnant, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I said, what do you want to do with yourself? He says, well, I'd like to start my own business eventually. I said, okay, great. I can show you how to do that. He said, really? I said, yeah. He said, what kind of degree do I need? I said, this is the most equal opportunity, as unequal as you want to be. Really, he wrote down his name and stuff real fast.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate all of the advice and, you know.
Email me. You have my email, right?
Yeah, it's on the Pathfinders, right? On the team site?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, I might be. It's just
well,
in case.
Give it to me.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. It's WESET, the letter U. Free, F-R-E-E, at gmail.com.
You free, okay. At Gmail?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Set you free.
All right. Yes, we set you free. Okay, great.
Well, you have a great evening and a blessed day, and we will see you on the Meekin Highways.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.